About how to make a year-round, self-sustaining greenhouse no matter where you live in America. You can place it on your south side of the house. We'll also show you how to both collect and retain heat through the night, what materials to use, how to insulate it, the best angles for your area, how to get maximum glazing, how to ventilate it, and anything you can think of. We'll also show you some upgrades you can add, like installing a window or vents that open into the greenhouse so that whenever you ventilate the house in the winter, all the warm air goes into the greenhouse. In the spring and autumn, it's the other way around, letting the warm air from the greenhouse flow and heat our house. Using a cold frame in our Saskatchewan self-sustaining greenhouse, we were able to grow lettuce while 2 feet of snow were still on the ground. But even this is nothing compared to the ultimate upgrade you can bring to the greenhouse. We're talking geothermal, using Earth's stored heat to our advantage. That's because 10 feet below ground, the temperature is always stable at around 55 degrees, summer or winter, Texas or Maine. The way you can harness this stable underground temperature is to circulate the air from the greenhouse through underground loop pipes until it warms to almost 55 degrees. The only energy spent is with a very small fan that circulates the air through the tubes.
You'll also discover our secrets to winter gardening. For example, we're growing these highly nutritious microgreens inside the house during the winter. You can use this method to grow them in the basement if you are low on space and create your own microclimate. What makes them even more valuable is the fact that they only need 2 weeks to grow to the first cut. There will be many more to follow. This is one of the highest yields per square foot in a year. Besides having 4 times higher concentration of nutrients than mature plants, they're high in demand. This is one of the easiest crops to grow and turn into money. But maybe microgreens aren't your cup of tea. That's okay, because they're just one out of 7 cash cow crops you'll discover inside the self-sufficient backyard. These plants can be your secret weapon in turning a steady profit year after year without much of an effort. And if, just like us, you won't have a big pension or you're living on a fixed income, this can be your ticket to a stress-free retirement.
You will find an entire chapter called Easy on the Back Gardening. In each one of our gardening projects you'll find inside the self-sufficient backyard is especially conceived for people with back problems. There's not much bending in these gardens. You will find around 100 tips and secrets scattered across the whole book to save money on electricity, on food, on home repairs, on water, on tools, on house taxes, on heating, that you can begin implementing them in your house right now and start saving a big part of the money you're paying each month to big corporations.
You'll also find out how to power up a backyard perpetual compost garden using only the daily kitchen scraps you throw away. When you water the plants or when it rains, both the water and the compost nutrients you place in the tower will flow outwards, feeding the plants and creating living soil. That's exactly the kind of soil you need for record-breaking harvests.
You'll find a lot of backyard projects that may find their way into your future homestead, like hay and straw bale gardens, chicken coop, hoop tunnels, wallapini, trellises, raised beds, container gardening, windowsill gardening, and a lot more.
You'll find out everything you need to know about raising chickens, from egg to your dinner table. Chickens done right really are the most cost-effective protein source for any homesteader. We'll show you simple tricks we discovered to make your chicken lay more than 300 eggs per year from each hen. For example, one of the tricks we've learned before butchering is the night before to withhold all food from our chickens. There's no need to waste the feed, and we want to clean out their digestive systems. Allow them plenty of water though. This will make the whole process a lot easier.
You will also discover how to set up a successful orchard that needs almost no maintenance and under the shade of which you can expect to sit sooner than you think. The orchard will provide you with most of the fruits you need and will probably do so for your kids and family long after we move to a better place.
You'll also learn all the techniques and methods we discovered in the last 40 years about harvesting the best seeds and about the most effective way to preserve them for the next year. You'll also discover some simple tricks, like why fermenting the seeds could be a really good idea. We will also show you everything we do to preserve our food, from eggs to vegetables, roots, fruits, meats. Everything we produce, we preserve. We had no other option in the long winters of Saskatchewan. We had nowhere to go to buy things. If we didn't preserve the things we produce, we wouldn't have been there.
As I mentioned, this is just a glimpse of what you'll find in the self-sufficient backyard for the independent homesteader. With it, you can transform from any honest homeowner into an independent, self-sufficient homesteader that has an extra income and doesn't owe anybody a thing. On top of that, right now, you can still take advantage of two bonuses that I hope will help you decide in case you are on the fence. So, the first bonus you are going to get is the Aquaponic Gardener. In it, you'll discover how to set up an aquaponic system that you can fit in the backyard, in your basement, or in your greenhouse. The awesome thing about an aquaponic garden is that every part of the system produces food for another. The water you use for plants absorbs nutrients from the soil and feeds the fish. The fish droppings then feed good bacteria, which turn ammonia into nitrates that the plants need to grow. The growth rates are astonishing. And you can always have both juicy vegetables and fresh fish aplenty. 40 do-it-yourself projects from the 1900s that you still need today. Our forefathers were a lot more self-sufficient than the average American today. They made charcoal to purify water, smokehouses, root cellars, traps for wild game, plant remedies, fire boxes, small barns, tanneries, solar water heaters, wood stoves, fireplaces, you name it. These projects were the lifeblood of their homesteads and kept their inhabitants free. I utilized many of the old-time skills and techniques from yesteryear. Over time, I've incorporated some of the newer methods for doing things, but make no mistake, even though I've picked and chosen some of the modern ways of doing tasks, I still retain the practical knowledge of the old ways. Who knows when that might come in handy? So if you choose to become an independent homesteader and get the self-sufficient backyard right now, you'll also get these two exclusive bonuses that would normally cost $27 each, free of charge. So how much is this straight from the hip advice worth to you? This could be the ticket to your retirement paradise, a new adventure, a more frugal lifestyle, to ditch the 9-to-5 rat race, the healthy and peaceful life you always dreamed of, or your very independence. For us, it's all of the above. But for you, even if it's just one of them, I hope it's still worth a lot more than we've priced it. So today, you can get the self-sufficient backyard for the independent homesteader, plus the two bonuses, the aquaponic gardener and 40 do-it-yourself projects from the 1900s that you still need today. All of this for a one-time payment of just $37. I assure you, there is no back-breaking work involved. As you can see, I'm in my 60s, and just 2 years ago, we started our third homestead. So I really mean it when I say that what I'm going to show you will not need hard work. So it doesn't matter if you're a senior or have back problems, we will compensate the work with the wisdom we've gathered during these 40 years. You don't need to dedicate too much of your time either. This will not be your new job. In fact, this will be a perfect break from your job and the daily stress that builds up. It's extremely satisfying and calming to pursue self-reliance. You should not make an all or nothing clean break from your conventional life. Becoming a bit more self-sufficient should be done in stages. It doesn't matter if you dedicate 1 hour a week or 1 hour a day. The final result is the same. Just by getting our program, you've taken the first big steps towards self-reliance. You don't need too much land either. Our program makes a small backyard go a long way. People living in suburbia should know that we made this program thinking also about them. The quarter acre illustration is downsizable to whatever size your backyard is. Of course, you will not be able to be self-sufficient on 200 square feet, but you can surely use them to its full potential with our program. For the last 40 years, we've been living the old ways of our grandparents, but without sacrificing any of the modern comforts of today. We're out in the boonies, but we have internet access, satellite TV, modern toilets, a sewer system, and we are not rich. So we did this with very little money. And I was a city folk, born and raised in Philadelphia. I hope I don't burst your bubble, but I am nothing special. I have no great powers, super strength, superior intellect, or amazing qualities. As long as you have the desire, you do not need any special skills or knowledge. We will provide that. You will learn as you go. So right now, I think you have three paths in front of you. The first path you can take is to do nothing and go on with your life as usual, while continuing to overpay for everything. Food, water, electricity, and every one of the other things that keep the invisible chains on. The second path, it's to pursue self-sufficiency alone. That was our path. Although we poured over 40 years of blood, sweat, and tears into the self-sufficient backyard, that doesn't have to be anybody's journey towards independence and self-sufficiency anymore, because you can take advantage of everything we've learned and perfected in that time. This is the third path and most profitable and pleasing journey of all. I would have paid anything to have a program like this back in the day. It would have made things so much easier. Even today, the advice you can find on the internet and some books is often wrong. The problems you foresee when you think of a project are very different from the ones you encounter when you actually do it. That's why I want you to have the only firsthand practical advice and not the advice of a person who sits in front of a computer. The self-sufficient backyard is our life and everything we've personally gone through, so I'm happy to stand behind it 100%. You have 60 full days to go through our program, and if there's anything you don't like about it, Joanna and I will be more than happy to refund your purchase in full. I think I've done my part. It is so nice to fantasize about the simple little cabin in the woods surrounded by a lush garden with no cares in the world when you were stuck in a traffic jam or seated behind your desk at work. Understand that the lifestyle is not utopia. We've done it, and you can do it too. I've shown you my journey towards self-sufficiency. It was a road filled with many mistakes, but also incredible joy and satisfaction. So if you choose to follow your dream and turn it into reality, click on the button below. You will be taken to a secure and encrypted checkout page. I hope I'll see you take advantage of everything we prepared for you inside the self-sufficient backyard. Either way, thank you for watching, and I hope you enjoyed our video. This was Ron and Joanna, the modern pioneers from Nova Scotia. Have a great day.